So we do have eight candidates vying for six seats, and all eight have made it out this evening. So what we'll be doing is having them present in five different ways today. So you get five different opportunities to kind of get to know them a little better. First, each of the eight candidates will have 2 minutes for their opening comments. They were selected before the event to determine their order. So I'm just fighting with the, there we go. After that, we'll have questions from our media panel, and each candidate will have 1 minute to respond to the media questions. Then, for a little levity, we'll have a lightning round. We'll have some questions for the candidates, and they'll have 10 seconds to respond to see how quick they are on their feet. No pressure. Then, for those of you in the crowd, it's your chance, or on your computer, you get to ask your questions. And then finally, the candidates will have 1.5 minutes to make their closing statements. Now, if those times sound precise, it's because they are. We are fortunate to have the Terrace Toastmasters handling timekeeping to ensure everyone stays to their allotted schedule. If not, we get to give them the hook. So, these are my hockey elbows. As well as the Toastmasters, many others have helped make tonight's event. I'd like to thank the Terrace Standard, the Terrace and District Chamber of Commerce, Coast Mountain College, the Skeena Valley Rotary Club, Bell Media, City West Cable 10, CFNR, the BC Northern Real Estate Board, and the R.E.M. Lee Theatre for making tonight's event possible. And now, without further ado, I'd like to invite our first candidate to the podium to make her opening comments. So, Lenny Christensen, you have 2 minutes.
Good evening, everyone. Thank you for coming out tonight. I'd like to just start off by thanking this community for the support and encouragement to me to serve council for the past 19 years. It really has been a great privilege. In my years of experience on council, I've appreciated a team of people that work together for the betterment of the community. I believe it's very important to have a mixed group of people to represent our community. Diversity is good, and the most important thing is that people speak their own mind and speak in a respectful way and work together. I'm a big believer in pitching together for the region. Working with the regional district has been a very good experience, and I'm also a director with the North Central Local Government. In our northern and rural areas, it's very important that we pull together. We really do have to band together to accomplish things. My family's been here in the community for 5 generations now, and this community means a lot to me, and it influences me, the culture, the history, the beauty, the landscape. I'm committed to this community, and I think I have something to offer going ahead. I also think that the upcoming term is going to be a very busy one with lots of challenges ahead. I'd like to be here to serve you again, and as I always do at this time, I just would like to remind you to vote on Election Day. Just get out and vote, because it's your right, it's your responsibility, it's a privilege, and people have given their life so that you can vote. So please don't forget to get out and vote. Thanks.
Thank you, Lynn. Next up, I'd like to invite Martin Holzbar.
Good evening, and everybody, and thank you for coming out in person. I am an engaged citizen who is taking the next step in putting myself forward as a councillor for the city of Terrace. I want to represent the people to our local government. I believe our community is full of untapped potential. I want to find ways to support investment by local people and increase long-term job security for our citizens and their children. I believe a different perspective on issues can provide positive discussions. I have been in the process to get the Property Assessment Clean Energy and Energy Efficiency Program, or PACE, enacted in BC to reduce costs for people, nonprofits, businesses, even for communities. Thank you.
Thank you, Martin. Brian Downey, you're up next.
Good evening, and again, thank you for coming out, and appreciate the audience. First of all, I'd like to acknowledge that we're on the unceded traditional territory of the Tsimshian people, our neighbors and our friends. Just to go back over a bit of my experience, I've been on council for 13 years now, Kathy and I lived in Terrace here for the last 30. And in that time, I've been a community volunteer, involved with activities, involved with economic development. In that period, I really have a sense of what Terrace is, how we work together, and it's a community that I think that we all are very proud of in the sense of what we're accomplishing. The reality, though, is that Terrace is a small budget city, limited tax base, and we have, as the mayor pointed out, requirements to spend money on, which is something that will, in this next council, we will have to find ways of achieving that revenue sharing and be able to stretch our efforts into accomplishing things in the community. With the economic development that we've seen in Kitimat, I think the opportunity is huge for us. With that comes impacts, and again, the mayor has pointed those out, and I think as a council, we work together, and we can make some headway in working with the province, working with our neighbors, and trying to achieve the solutions that are required. Thank you.
Thank you, Brian. And next up, I'd like to invite Evan Ramsey. Let me check out Ramsey, not Ramsey.
I'm Evan Ramsey, a father, award-winning business owner, carpenter, and homeowner who lives in Terrace. Born in Kitimat and raised in Prince Rupert, Prince George, I returned to the north after having attended college in Vancouver. Since the age of 17, I've sat on numerous boards and volunteering my time for multiple causes. I know the issues facing our city. I've also regularly attended council meetings for over the past year, and I've joined many community information sessions hosted by the city as well as other organizations. I've taken the time to talk with police, to talk with residents and home business owners, as well as the homeless themselves. And I have a good understanding of where our city has succeeded and where improvements can be made. A vote for Evan Ramsey is a vote for a hardworking, energetic candidate who is concerned to residents. And I'm in favor of common sense bylaws, improving infrastructure, a new facility in response to the homeless, and fostering multi-zoning development. And I want to thank you for your time tonight. You're the rare few in Terrace. Thank you.
Thank you, Evan. James Cordero.
Good evening, everyone. I've been a city councilor for 7 years. I'm also the vice chair of the Kitimat-Stikine Regional District. I am a director with the North Central Local Government Association, and I am the local representative on the BC Treaty Negotiations Team for the Kitsilas and Kitsimkalan Final Agreement. A common story you hear from people in the city of Terrace is how they moved here for only a couple of years and then never left. And that is Kirsten, my wife, and I's story. There's another story you hear in Terrace, a story about how people's kids have had to move away to find work and other opportunities. And a big reason why I ran for council after my son William was born was because I didn't want this to be my story too. Our kids should have a choice to stay in Terrace. And to do that, Terrace Council needs to work to grow our local economy and improve our standard of living. There's some major challenges ahead. And I think council needs to make a priority of restoring safety and decency to our downtown, working by increasing our bylaw presence and enforcement, implementing the recommendations from our Safe Needle Disposal Task Force, and sending a clear message that unwelcome behavior in our downtown will not be ignored. But there's good news too. Work continues to create permanent jobs at our Skeena Industrial Development Park, as mentioned by our mayor. And with a positive FID from LNG Canada, we have an opportunity to showcase Terrace while the world is giving us their attention. Council has worked very hard to develop a relationship with LNG Canada's executives. Andy Kalitz, their CEO, is just a phone call away from us. And to mitigate the social impacts of their project, we've worked with LNG Canada to develop a housing strategy that will prevent living out allowances. Amazing. To be continued.
Thank you, Dan. I look forward to hearing the rest of your comments during the question and answer period. Next up is Jessica McCallum Miller. Jessica.
Hi. Good evening to you all. Thanks for being here. I'm Jessica, a local Terracite artist, politician, and advocate. I want to tell you why I'm running for council. Throughout my adolescence, I came to realize that my passions were heavily influenced by making positive changes, listening to people, and trying my absolute best to raise awareness about the need for alternative energy sources in our world. This led me to politics. I truly believe that our passions and ideas can change the world around us. And with this belief embedded within me, I know I have to follow my heart. Being a public official for the last 4 years has taught me so much, and I've continued to grow with our community as director of Area C, Rural Terrace, at the Regional District of Kitimat-Stikine. I've traveled across the province, spoken with other politicians, ministers, leaders in industry and energy. I've met some amazing volunteers, climate advocates, and so many others with various passions that inspired me to be the change I wish to see. I've learned that no idea is bad, small changes yield huge results, and that communication and understanding go a long way. The real reason I am running is for you. I believe everyone is here for a reason. We each have a role in this life and can only try to be better each day. My main goal in life is to be better and do better. We are so blessed to live in such a diverse and beautiful community, and we all want to ensure that the environmental, social, and economical longevity of our community is sustained long after us. We love our home here. I know deep down that we need to adopt more sustainable developments in planning our future. I am one person, but together we can change our community for the better. On election day, make your vote count. We can do better and we can be better. Thank you.
Thank you, Jessica. Next up is David Troy.
Good evening. I'm a husband, a father, a grandfather, semi-retired, and an active community member here. I understand management stuff, the role of the public sector, and nonprofit board governance and leadership. And I'm a rookie along with three of my colleagues here tonight in this election process. I moved here in 2005, and my wife and I have three kids in total, plus we've supported three more other children getting through their high school, two at home still, and I got one grandchild so far. And my goal is that those children will have the opportunity and the choice to live and work and maybe even find love at Terrace. And I believe that Terrace Council and collectively, we have a big role to play in that. Along the way, I became pretty passionate about government, all levels, local, municipal, provincial, and federal, and the role that it plays in creating a healthy community. I also became very interested in public sector management, public service management, how it works, why it fails, how to make it better. All things that I believe would help make me a more effective counselor. Like more, most northern communities, Terrace faces a number of longer-term challenges as well as a number of exciting shorter-term ones. Potential boom would create a temptation to overdevelop, especially when considering the perspective of a five-year boom, not an infinite one. And this must be balanced through a comprehensive knowledge of the needs, the long-term needs of this community. Similarly, housing pressures, especially those at risk of losing their housing, are critical. I've never been homeless, but I've been close. It's terrifying. Government, I believe the Terrace Council plays a number of roles in helping maintain an effective housing market. Overall, I'd like the opportunity to represent you on council, working with the local partners to make sure the Terrace is open for business and we capture our fair share of the economic opportunities. Thank you.
Thank you, David. The last speaker is Sean Buitash.
Thank you all for coming out tonight. Thank you, Kelsey, for bringing my son, George. I apologize for all the noise he's making, but I'm glad he's here. I am proud to have the opportunity to serve my hometown on City Council for the past 4 years. I was born and raised in Terrace and have a long history of volunteerism in the community. I have a 20-year-old daughter, Alex, who works for CN as a conductor, and a 1-year-old son, George, and my partner, Kelsey, is the curator at Heritage Park Museum. I am the Vice President for the Terrace Youth Soccer Association, where I also used to be a soccer coach for Alex's team and will probably once again be a coach for George's team. I'm Assistant General Manager for Chances Terrace, where I've worked for 21 years, overseeing the transition from a bingo hall to a community gaming center, with over 60 employees that we are today. I am also a Rotarian, a Terrace representative on the Regional District of Kitimat-Stikine, a member of BC Soccer's Governance Committee. Over the past 4 years, Council's accomplished a lot. Most notably, the provincial government approval of a new hospital for Terrace, thanks to ongoing advocacy on the part of Council, staff, the hospital district, and many community stakeholders. We have supported ongoing shelf-ready projects, planned for when a government grant came available. We saw a much-needed upgrade to the Aquatic Center. We built upon and continue our good working relationships with Thornhill, Kitsilas, Kitsamkamel, Kitimat, and the Nass Valley. We listened to the community and devoted city land funding and support to public housing projects for low-income and homeless people. Finally, we are excited to watch how the construction of Kitimat LNG Canada project contributes to the economic development in Terrace. If re-elected, I will continue with the initiatives our current council has begun and build upon the momentum that we have built in the last 4 years.